Hey guys!
Hey!
We have a very special one for you guys today.
It was requested.
Yeah, it was requested.
Yeah, so this week's topic is, when do you know it's time to leave a relationship? And how do you break up with them?
Because we all been there.
Well, I hope if you haven't been there yet, you can use these tips and tricks to get the F out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, to start it off.
You want to do, like, breakup reasons?
Yeah, like, breakup reasons or key signs that indicate when it might be time to leave.
Okay, and obviously this is based off of my personal experience. Mm-hmm. And just to give a little bit background before my husband and my ex, I've never been in a relationship longer than 8 months. So, I leave the relationships pretty quickly. It doesn't matter if we're boyfriend and girlfriend, if we're just in the talking stage. I don't get to second dates often, and I'm very, very picky. So with that being said, I've dated a lot, and these are my breakup reasons, or reasons why I'm not moving forward with this guy or whatever. And obviously this is easier said than done. You have to super be intuitive with your feelings and your gut, in my opinion. So if I don't see a future with them, aka this could be anything. Because I love working out and I see that they're just a super couch potato, you're not for me. Mm-hmm. Like, truly, you're not for me. I am always on go mode. I have long lists of things to do. The to-do list isn't just staring at a computer screen typing away. It's like actually doing things. So if you're just a lazy person, you're just not for me. That's just an example. Mm-hmm. Or one time I went on a date and they just don't like to try new foods. That's just not for me. I just don't see a future with people like that.
Yeah.
Because I know myself.
It doesn't match.
Yeah, you're just not made for me. So, one, I don't see a future. Two, I have hard no's. So, hard no's can be like, I don't really like guys that smoke cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Hard no's could be, I don't like guys that are always victimizing themselves.
I hate that.
I just hate that. And I just have a lot of hard no's. So if I see one of my hard no's, then I'm leaving. I'm not going to stay. I'm out. It gets to a point in a relationship where they're just giving me heart eyes, and you know when someone loves you. You can feel it. Mm-hmm. So when it gets to a point where they're going to tell me they love me soon, oh, I'm leaving. Like, I don't love you. I don't want to be put in this situation to say it back.
That's good. At least you can leave. Like, you're like, I don't want to make you think I'm in love with you.
Yeah, and I don't want them to say it to me thinking we're on the same page. Because we're not.
I've definitely said I love you without meaning it.
I definitely never want to be in that position. I've learned from my parents, though. Sometimes my mom tells my dad that she loves him, and then my dad would just say thank you. So I'm learning a lot from my parents. Or I'm just like, I'm just going to use that as like my response moving forward. Like, I'm going to soak in all the love. Okay. So I used to have these really bad gut feelings, and whenever I did have bad gut feelings, I would check their phones or social media accounts and then find out these guys are cheating on me.
Which is good that you trusted your gut feeling in that case then.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a check your phone type of girl. I've only done that to two guys, and those two guys cheated on me. So yeah, when you don't feel secure in your relationship, it's already red flags.
Yeah.
So, gut feelings is another usual time when I'm like, time to move on. When I argue so much with the same, like, that boyfriend or whatever, and it's the same argument all the time, but nothing changes.
Oh,
it's either I'm not budging, they're not budging, we're just who we are, and you just move on. Because I have the mentality, people don't change for you, they change for themselves. Mm-hmm. So if they don't want to change, then I'm just going to be stuck like this forever, arguing with someone? No thanks. Like, I'm a happy person.
It's exhausting.
It's so
exhausting. Like,
it makes you feel like you're not heard. It makes you feel like, you know, you're just blabbing away. They're ignoring you.
It's just, you feel like you're going crazy.
Yeah.
At a certain point. Like, you literally feel like it's mentally going crazy.
I feel like that I'm their mom yelling about the same thing. This sucks.
I feel like I need to go to a psych ward. Like, it's so, it's that crazy.
Yeah, I hate doing that. So, those are my list of when it's time to leave a relationship.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much agree with all of what you're saying. For me, so, my relationship status has either, it's either 1 to 3 months, super short, I'm having a good time. Mm-hmm. I'm not, like, super proud to say this, but, like, it was mainly those were if it benefited me. Mm-hmm. And I was lonely and I wanted company and you just provided that, or you were really, like, taking care of me and I really enjoyed it. Those were, like, the 1 to 3 months. Or it would go, like, to 2 years. Like, there's no in between. Yeah. It's either short or we're going to go the long haul.
So long.
I know. It's really long.
This is so long.
Mine are either just super short or super long. So, yeah. In that instance, I totally agree with you with I don't see a future. Like, if our lives are just not aligning, that can't happen. Like, for me, I did date a guy for a really long time that had a big problem with playing games a lot, computer games. And
those are one of my hard no's.
Now, yeah, that's one of my hard no's. And gambling.
Okay. Also you hard know. Yeah. This is my dad.
Yeah.
So I don't that's not for me.
So those like were such like it was such a bad experience, so triggering. Mm-hmm. And so those became my hard no's like mm-hmm. later on. So if you did that, that was just no future. I knew I couldn't go through that experience again.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Sometimes you gotta learn the hard way. Because I've dated guys that gambled and I've dated guys that
like, if it's fun, you know, if we go to Vegas or you want to do this, like, on vacation and it's fun and you also have, like, control, mm-hmm. then that's fine. But if it's, like, when I say the guy I was dating was, like, constant, 24/7, like, yeah. some sort of games or gambling, like, it was just bad.
Yeah.
So, leading on to the next, it goes into a hard no. Like you said, yeah, if they're doing things that I don't like or appreciate, it doesn't work for me, and you keep crossing that boundary, mm-hmm. That is a hard no. Like, I guess one of them is how, I don't know, maybe that's it. I can't think of one right now.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah. But a hard no. It's because my logic is also, I don't think people will change, nor do I think you should try to change them.
Mm-hmm.
I think agreed. Some people are just meant for you and some aren't. But I will also say that I learned the hard way. There are some people that want to change, but they can't.
Ooh.
You know, like they just can't measure up to maybe what you want. No matter mm-hmm. how badly they may want to, some people just, they can't match what you're looking for, no yeah. matter how much love you have for them. So
and
in
you
that
never
instance,
wanna mold them.
Yeah, you don't want to mold them either. Like, someone should love them for who they are.
Exactly.
And someone should love you for who you are. You know, 100%. If you're trying to change too much of that for them to fit you, you don't actually want to be with that person.
You like the idea.
Yeah, the idea of whatever of that person is. And it's just so much harder mm-hmm. in my experience. Just go find someone who's more for you. Because right. you are, it's just going to be such a hard time. And eventually for me, I was, like, hard eyes, in love, you know, like, blinded completely. But I got to a point where I was, like, I need to get out because mm-hmm. this is not what I want for myself. And unfortunately, you're just never going to get there. Mm-hmm. So that's the time when I knew it was time to leave. Granted, it took a long time, but, you know, you eventually get there. And like we said, the arguing so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's just a clear-cut sign that you guys are not seeing eye to eye. Your communication is mm-hmm. different. Your viewpoints are different. If you're arguing that, like, more than
3 times a week or you guys don't resolve it.
Like, yeah, and in especially about manner. The same thing over yeah. and over. And it sometimes feel like it's just, especially if it's like very explosive arguments all the time about the same thing, you guys are just not understanding each other.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you will unless you guys both go to therapy or something. But even then, it's hard because I feel like that's a core fundamental about the individuals that just are not clicking.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my reasons where I feel like it's time to break up or leave someone. So how would you break up with them when you do finally realize it's time to leave?
I'm going to be honest, I've broken up with guys in not great ways. but something I've never done is ghost to somebody.
Yeah, me neither. Something
I've never done. I just don't. I respect people in general enough to not do that. It also depends on how long the relationship was. So if it was like a shorty, then yeah, it's pretty straight to the point. Especially after the one date, I would have guys ask for a second date, and I just don't want to go, and I'm not going to go. So I just tell them, like, hey, I'm focusing on myself right now. I usually use myself as the excuse because, like you said, I don't care to change and mold people.
Mm-hmm.
I just think people, there's nothing wrong with them. They're just not for me.
Yeah.
So I just blame myself for the most time, just to save face for that guy.
Yeah,
I don't know, stroke your ego, whatever. But that's if it's like a one date type of thing. If I dated them for a couple months, mm-hmm. I do tell them, like, hey, this isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like to tell them why. Because...
Okay. if they ask why... What
then
do you
I'll
say?
Tell them I just don't like to because, like I said, I'm not here to attack you. I'm not here to give you a list of things you need to change.
Oh, in that aspect.
So okay. I don't care to tell you why unless they're asking
mm-hmm.
me. Then I will give them the list of reasons why they're not for me. But I will tell them, like, you know, this isn't working for me. That's all I say. And then if they ask, and it kind of gives me an indication if they care or not. Because sometimes they don't ask and they're just like, oh, okay, I understand. Okay. And then that's it. And then sometimes they do want to have a conversation. I have had and for the guys that are just a couple months, I generally give them like just a phone call breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because I don't really want to see them unless I have to get my stuff. And I try not to leave my stuff if mm-hmm. I know I don't love them. Like, if I don't truly love you, I'm not leaving my stuff. I got a hoe bag.
I give their stuff to a friend. Like, a mutual friend, usually, or their friend. I'm like, can you give it back to them?
Yeah, so if that's the case, there's been situations where I've told guys, like, hey, this isn't working. And then they just don't understand. I did have a situation like that, and I'm giving him the list of reasons why it's not working, and he's not taking it. He's
working. Oh my god, you've had people fight you?
Yeah, and I'm just sitting in the car on the phone with them, and I'm like, I have to go into this work thing, like, event after. So I'm just sitting in front of the place that I have to, like, go into the event, just waiting for this phone call to be over, but it's not. And then it's just complete silence because he's fighting me on why we should be together
mm-hmm.
and all these things. And then it's just complete silence. And then he said something like, well, I just don't understand. Where do we stand? Like, where are we at now, basically? And it was so quiet and I just sat there. So I'm so frustrated. Like, you're not listening to what I'm saying. Like, this isn't working for me. So I just sat there and I finally said, I stand alone. Like, I stand alone, that's where I stand. And then he's just like, okay, well, and then we just started arranging when he will, like, exchange his stuff.
Okay,
and that was it.
Okay, so for me,
I'm not good at breaking up because it's just like, I thought I made it very clear we're over, but I guess I don't know what else to say. But that's how I break up with people.
So I've had situations like that too, when a guy's like refusing, absolutely refusing, like they will not get it.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? You know, like why? Like I don't understand. Then it's just, I'd rather just be straight to the point. So it's not working out. I don't see a future with you. We do not match.
Okay.
Like, you know, like it's just, it's not me berating them, who they are, their personality. Yeah. I'm just like, we don't match. Mm-hmm. Or like, I've had someone ask me like, why aren't you giving this a chance? And I'm like, cause I'm going to break up with you. Like, like I do not see us ending up in the long term. And I don't want, I'd rather just us stay friends. Yeah. Like, or If I was breaking up with someone that was very short time period, I just told them straight up, this isn't working out with us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't want any confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in some ways it can come off harsh, but I think I would also rather have someone tell me straight up.
Yeah, if I don't like wasting people's time.
Yeah, if you're, don't waste my time, like, don't drag me along, then that's what I would do. However, for long-term breakups, it's different.
Yeah.
Because for me, usually my long-term relationships that didn't end were because they were way overdue, past mm-hmm. its expiration date. But it was one of those things where you keep holding out for things to get better.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you invested so much time and you don't want to quit. So it's like, and it's usually toxic by mm-hmm. then.
Yeah.
So in those relationships, those breakups are very different. I think it gets to a point where I'm done. Like, I cannot handle it anymore. Like, I am going psycho crazy. Like, I'm exhausted, you know, like the point of when you've just had it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you cannot do this anymore. Like, yeah. You're just absolutely done. And this is after usually going back multiple times and trying at it again, trying mm-hmm. at it again.
Oh, wait, it just clicked to me.
What?
Sorry, I'm just gonna change the subject.
No, tell me, what?
I have been those people that refuse to break up.
Yeah. Oh, you have? You've been one of the people?
I remember. Okay, because, you know, if you guys besties know, when I don't care for something, I block it out of my memory. Yeah. But now that you're breaking it up, I was in that toxic relationship. And I remember he tried to break up with me 5 times during those 2.5 years. And not once did I take him seriously. Because, dude, it doesn't make sense. Every single time we argue, you're just going to break up with me, and then you're right back with me, like, 2 seconds later. It just didn't make sense to me, so I was just, like, I didn't take him seriously.
I don't get it. So what did you, like?
I would just be like, okay, yeah, whatever, and then just keep on dating him, even though.
Okay, so he technically wasn't serious either.
Yeah, I don't think he was, but I just remembered myself reflecting about myself. Like, dang, I was one of those people that I'm shitting on.
Oh my god!
And I actually, so then I had another aha moment. I actually did ghost someone one time. I thought I never did that, but it was also a mental. Okay, so that relationship, I lost my virginity to him. And I was young, very young, and we were same situation. He wanted to do on and off, and I said, if we ever break up, I'm done. Like, I'm not doing this. I don't believe in being on and off. Either we're together or we're not. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. It's not going to make sense to other people. And so at one point, I was just done with his BS. I was like, I never tolerated this much BS mm-hmm. ever. And you know, I didn't even date him for 8 months, which is hilarious. But then I read a Facebook post, because Facebook was a huge thing back then. And it said, nothing hurts more than someone that just goes radio silence on you.
Yeah, because it sucks. You don't get any answers.
Yeah, so we're just having a great, actually, we had a shitty Valentine's Day. He argued with me the entire time, whatever.
Oh, that sucks.
And then right after, he never talked to him again.
Okay, well, I mean, I think that's kind of understandable. Actually,
I blocked him on everything. He started calling my sisters.
Oh my God, yeah. Same.
And I was just like, don't answer him. And then he pulled up to my house trying to get answers. Like, yeah, I know you went crazy. I'm just not doing it.
So when I finally got out of my toxic relationship, my first one, because, mm-hmm. yeah, I had multiple. I didn't learn the first time. So the first one, I was out. And I did not want to fucking deal with it. I was done at that point. So I was just like, hey, I need you to get out of my house. I honestly didn't want to give a real answer. So I was just like, I just really want the night to myself. Mm-hmm. Because I just had a feeling he wouldn't leave. Mm-hmm. If I had said anything along the lines of I want to break up, I just wanted him out. Because mm-hmm. He was staying with me at the time. And so I had said that, and he left, but I at the same time had deleted all our photos on my Instagram. So obviously he knew and he had an idea. So he's like bombarded me with phone calls, like called my sister. He even arrived back at my place, like knocking on the door. I was like, don't open that door. Like, leave that door locked, barricade it. I don't care. Like, I just thought he was going to break in. I was like, no. And I was just like, dude, I'm not dealing with this anymore. Like, I'm done. But also, it's because I was truly disrespected. And by then, I felt like you didn't deserve my respect to get a clear answer. Mm-hmm. So that was how that relationship went. But basically, my point is, when you're getting out of one of these relationships where it took you so long to get out of, mm-hmm. and you finally get to the point where this is your chance to get out, you just gotta go. Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta completely cut it, get out, don't look back. Because mm-hmm. you're just gonna continue to stay in this terrible cycle if you stay.
Yeah, and I used to tell myself, if I give myself 110% in this relationship and I walk away, I'm walking away with no regrets. Mm-hmm. Like, that was it. That was all you had of me. I gave you everything I could. Mm-hmm. And it's not enough.
Mm-hmm. And be mindful of the people who try to convince you to stay. Because there are many situations like that, and they will convince you and kind of like make you second guess, mm-hmm. Kind of put a thought in your head. Someone was like, I know you're, I'm going to marry you. And I'm like, okay. Okay. And you just got to go. Mm-hmm. You literally got straight up and tell them, no, I'm not. Like, I'm not going to marry you. I'm not going to be with you.
Yeah. And I think this also plays a huge part in knowing yourself.
You like, have to know you yourself. Because if you don't, someone will manipulate you into thinking this is what you want.
Yeah. And then you're screwed.
And then you're screwed. So you do have to know exactly what you want and stand firm on it. And it might take some time to get there, but as long as you get there.
Yeah. I mean, no one's going to just wake up and know exactly what they want for the rest of their lives. But at least you know what you like and what you don't like. And then kind of figure it out from there.
Yeah, you got to stand up for yourself.
And just think of it like this. Because I remember one of my cousins was like, I'm so tired of meeting all these guys you keep on dating. And I was like, well, if you like the last one, you're going to like the next one more. And that's the mentality I always have.
It's a good way.
Yeah, because I'm only going to get better from here. I'm only going to figure out what's best for me from here. And if that was a good guy that, like, I know was a good guy, but wasn't the guy for me, mm-hmm. and I'm letting them go, then I'm making room for my perfect person. Because mm-hmm. there is a perfect person for you. You just haven't found them yet.
I also would like to say there is compromise no matter who you end up with, mm-hmm. but it depends what you're compromising.
Yeah.
Like, it's compromising out of love and understanding, not compromising yourself, your values, your worth.
Sometimes I compromise for their terrible guy styles, but that's fixable. There's fixable categories and there's non-fixable categories.
Like, what, dress styles?
Yeah. Like, I mean, just like their style of clothing.
That the wifey effect or girlfriend effect is a real thing.
Yeah, it is. Hopefully this helps you guys figure out during this time. And I hope you guys know that you guys deserve so much better if you're not getting the best treatment out there.
Absolutely. And trust your gut.
Yeah. Well,
We're here if you ever need us. We got more stories to share.
Yeah, I mean, too many. Okay, well, I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.